Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Figs are in season around this time of year. And did you know that Fukuoka Prefecture is the second largest producer of figs in Japan? Fukuoka-grown figs soak up plenty of summer sunlight, resulting in a rich sweetness and an elegant flavor. Among them is a special variety called Toyomitsuhime, which is grown exclusively in Fukuoka. These figs are a vivid ruby color with large juicy flesh, a strong sweetness, and a smooth texture. Their average sugar content is over 17 degrees Brix, offering a sweetness similar to melon. They're also known as a fig you can eat with the skin on. Because figs quickly lose their freshness after harvest, only perfectly ripe fruit is picked. Thanks to this careful approach by farmers, Toyomitsuhime figs are rarely distributed outside of Fukuoka. When choosing delicious figs, look for ones that are evenly reddish-brown and have smooth, taut skin. The darker the color, the better. Figs are also rich in calcium, potassium, and dietary fiber, which are nutrients known for supporting beauty and wellness. Be sure to look for Toyomitsuhime figs while they're in season and give them a try.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Disaster Prevention Day is an annual awareness day and is on September 1st. And in Fukuoka City, the week of the 1st to the 7th of September is Fukuoka City's Stockpiling Encouragement Week. Stockpiling refers to keeping a good supply of food and other necessities in your home. And through this one-week event, the city hopes to raise its citizens' awareness of disaster prevention, including the need to stockpile in both our homes and workplaces. So, why do we need to stockpile? Well, if there's an earthquake or typhoon, even if you aren't in danger, without food or water, we can't survive. If the store shut down, we can't buy the food and drinks we need. If the water supply is disrupted, there's no water to drink. And if the electric and gas are out, there's no way we can cook food. So in order to ensure that the lives that have been saved can actually survive, it's important to have emergency supplies prepared in advance. All right, so what should be stockpiled? Make sure to have a 3-day supply of drinking water and food. One person needs roughly 3 liters of water per day. Non-perishable emergency foods like freeze-dried rice, canned foods, biscuits, chocolate bars, and hardtack are some things that are good to have on hand. Food that doesn't need to be cooked is essential. If you have a radio and flashlight, make sure they have batteries. And if you take medicine or need bandages or anything like that, make sure you have extra supplies in with your first aid kit. If there's an infant in your family, make sure you have diapers in your supplies as well. In addition to the water you'll need for drinking, you'll also need water for flushing the toilet and other daily needs. Keep a polyethylene water tank with tap water and consider keeping your bathtub filled as well. Buy a little more than you usually do of the foods you normally eat, and as you use them up, consuming them based on their expiration dates, keep replacing them so that you always have a little more than enough in your house. This is your rolling stock. This is recommended because you always have a certain level of stored food, and it falls within the scope of your usual shopping routine in terms of cost and time. As typhoons do often occur around this time of year, take this opportunity to prepare for disasters once again. To continue, I have information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Would you like to visit a place where you and your child can have fun together? At the Naraya Community Center in Hakata Ward, a monthly parent-child program called Yarana Hiroba is held. It's a fun and welcoming space for infants, toddlers, and their parents to spend time together. The next session will be held on Tuesday, September 9th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This month's activity is English Storytime and Free Space. You'll enjoy reading English picture books and moving along to English songs with your child. For more details, including how to sign up, please check the Fukuoka City International Foundation Facebook page. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.